you make that decision to finally have sex for the first time and you realize how enjoyable it is, you kind of want it a lot.
This is true. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Adulthood is a Project, the show where two sisters discuss lessons learned and growth earned through the realities of life. I'm Charlie, and you all know my sister Casey, and we're your hosts.
In today's episode, we're going to be talking about sex. We're going to discuss the ins and outs of being open to ideas and firm of what you don't like. Let's get started.
Woo! We're still making our own noises.
Yeah, we are still our own noise box.
I don't mind. It's fine. It's fine.
All right. We're just pushing buttons, hoping it'll work.
Oh, man. Okay, so I'm in charge of the quiz today.
Yes.
All right. So I went with a finish that line.
Okay.
Okay, so it's going to be songs.
Mm. All right.
All right. So, are you ready?
As ready as I'm ever going to be.
I've got faith in you. Okay.
I haven't taken a quiz about sex since health class back in, like, seventh grade.
Dude, there was a part of me going, I could make this really hard, like, all the anatomy. And I'm like, no, that is going to be too rough. So, I... I figured I'd give you an easy one.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Okay. All right. Line number one. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.
And me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be.
Let's talk about sex. Ding, 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 ding. Woo! Okay. All right. Number two, I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
Technically, though, they really did say it was supposed to be so sexy it hurts. I'm like, but you got to get the other part of it in there.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm counting that as a win.
Okay,
just for
yeah.
the record, because I'm like, no, that's how I was, when I saw it, that's what I was singing to myself.
Okay.
So I'm, All right, this one, I know you're going to get it. All right. She's my cherry pie. Cool drink of water, such a
sweet surprise. Tastes so good, bring a tear to your eye.
Sweet cherry pie. Yeah. All right, wait, did I make too many? Oh, man, I had so many songs on here, I forgot. Oops.
Okay, I think we're on
three. That was three. I had a bonus one in here.
Okay,
this is
bonus,
kind of fun.
Bonus
okay.
time.
But okay, so number four. I like big butts and I cannot lie.
You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. You wanna pull up tough, knows that butt is stuffed. Tight those jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. No, baby, I wanna get with ya and take your picture. Okay, I'm gonna stop.
Ooh, Rafa Smooth. I knew you were going to get that one. Okay. My milkshake brings all the boys to the
yard. Damn right. It's better than yours. Damn right. It's better than yours.
And a bonus.
Okay, bonus.
These are kind of fun.
I just didn't say I haven't gotten my din 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 every time.
Din din din, because I keep singing with you. Din din din. I haven't had to go, what? Okay. Like a virgin.
Touched for the very first time.
<Dun-dun-dun-dun>. that was good. I know.
Oh, man. Sex. Sex is everywhere. It's in all the songs.
It is. I honestly, part of me was like, thought about having you name songs.
Oh,
but
yeah.
There seriously are so many.
So many.
And I thought, should I go newer or older? And I was like, stick with the 80s, 90s there, kind of kind of jam, but yeah. It was fun.
I think it's always funny to me, like, I mean, like, how sex is portrayed in movies or, anywhere you see it, and the way they portray it is not, in general, how that goes down.
Oh, yeah. It's not what it's really like.
I've never had, like, a blue light behind me and just, like, weird licking and kissing.
I've had some weird licking and kissing. I think you're doing it wrong. I've definitely never looked that put together.
Oh, yeah, no.
And in movies, I feel like they always, well, not always, probably some of the ones we watched growing up, they always kept their bra on.
Oh, right.
I'm like, that doesn't happen.
Oh, no.
Like, no.
Well, I mean, if it's a quickie.
Well, fair. Okay, fair. Yeah. That's a good point. But yeah, so a lot of the stuff you do see in movies is, you know what's interesting, and I don't know all the facts behind it, but I know, I think British television, that's a lot more open with, like, sexuality in the human body.
Oh.
I think there are certain shows that they can portray on TV that would not go fly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, here in the States.
Interesting. No, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, and like I said, I didn't do the research on it because I just now thought about it, but I remember watching Sex Ed on Netflix. I don't know if you watched that TV show.
I didn't.
I mean, they were, I don't know what age that is over there. They were in, I don't know, Britain. It's been a while since I watched it. The UK, I don't remember where they exactly were. And they were, like, 17. I think they were portrayed between, like, the ages of 16 and 18.
Uh-huh.
And, it was literally about sex ed. And it was the kid that started it, his mom was a sex therapist.
Oh. Okay.
And so he started a thing at school to help other kids that had. And I think that's when I started realizing that would never have flown on American TV.
I never watched it. Yeah. But it was cute.
I liked it.
You know, though, if you think about, like, through history, I don't know how much history you know about sex, but
I know why the vibrator was invented.
Yeah.
Hysteria! I went to a vibrator museum with our mom.
Fun.
And G-Man.
Okay.
It was just a spot we hit up. We were in San Francisco. Yeah. I'm like, you guys, come on. I've got to go to the vibrator museum.
Funny. No, but, I mean, you know, back in the day, it was really common to just, you know, I mean, like, orgies and all the stuff. And obviously, you know, like, prostitutes were the first job. They were, like, one of the very first jobs.
I did not know that.
Okay, so you never got a lecture from our dad across two states about why you should respect prostitutes?
No.
That's weird.
Huh.
Boy, I did.
Make sure you were prepared. If Playboy didn't work out.
Yeah.
Was that his backup plan for you?
Obviously. But yeah, no, prostitution used to be legal in America. It was one of the first paying jobs in America that women could have.
I mean, I wouldn't be sad to get paid for some sex. I don't actually want to be a prostitute, but say, I enjoy sex, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not with multiple partners, per se, though.
Really?
Well, I know. Not the same day.
Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, I just, sex through the, like, because you know me, I'm the history nerd, right? So, there's all the time, like, the orgies and women used to really Well, if you were a proper lady. Right? A proper lady didn't know really about sex unless she was married. Once she was married, she would know about sex, whatever her husband taught her.
Right.
I guess in those days, you just really had to hope, like, your husband had some kind of idea about what would feel good to... You had to hope that your husband had been to enough prostitutes to know what to do.
Okay, I'm basing this on TV shows I've watched. Obviously, I was not there. Based on TV shows I watched, though, the men weren't learning from the prostitutes. They were pretty much using them as a whole.
Well, yeah, I don't think they were desperately learning.
So I don't think they were trying to find what did or didn't feel good.
Yeah, that's true. So,
then if your husband was the only person you were ever with, how would you know? Like, imagine the worst sex you've ever had.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You there? We're all there. We all remember that one. But not knowing it was any different, you would probably just assume you didn't like sex.
I don't know. I mean, like, at some point, like, even if it's, like, really bad sex, you're just like, I know that if they would keep going, like, something is feeling good.
Oh, I've had bad sex where I'm like, that, no, nothing is feeling enjoyable about this.
Oh, I don't know that I've ever had that bad of sex.
Oh, boy. Well.
I mean, like, I've had that sex where, like, if you would just, okay, that 2 minutes didn't help. Like, I need more than that.
Fair.
But something's feeling right. I think this could be a little more enjoyable.
Possibly. I don't know. If you just didn't know better, I guess.
Well, I mean, I guess I'm, I mean, like, come on. If you didn't know any better, because, I mean, what do you know? Like, when you first start having sex, what do you know about sex?
Nothing.
You know, whatever.
I didn't.
Whatever you've seen anything. In your dad's porn.
Playboys. And I knew my body didn't quite look like that, so.
I just thought I was supposed to be spread eagle with my fingers between my legs.
Is this what I was supposed to do? And a pearl necklace hanging. That 1992 edition of Playboy, June. No, I'm kidding. I don't remember.
You're just like fumbling around.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Especially if that other person, this was not my scenario, but if that other person was a first time for them too.
Right.
And you were both like virgins, that would be really rough.
It's real awkward.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. I used to joke because I would, I don't know. I mean, the kids were probably a little bit older. I don't know if I ever said it to your kids. But I know I've said it to our other sister's daughter, for sure. And I've said it to some friends' kids. That I'm like, the one thing I wish I'd known about sex before I had it for the first time. I wish I'd known how much I was going to like it.
Oh.
Because once you make that decision to finally have sex for the first time, and you realize how enjoyable it is, you kind of want it a lot.
This is true, yeah.
So say if you're young and you break up with that boyfriend, then you're like, what do I do?
Right.
Then you can start stacking up partners and shit.
Yeah.
In a way, you know.
Right.
So I would tell, I'm like, if you think you're ready for sex, like, please understand that, I don't know, that was my case anyway. The minute I had it, I did not want to go without. So.
I would say, like, the first time was not an enjoyable, it was, things hurt, and no offense to him, but it just wasn't. We didn't know what we were doing, right? Like, I mean, we did.
Right,
we knew
right.
where things went.
But you have an Audi. I have an Innie. I think we can figure this out.
And I think it was, like, maybe a month after that before I was like, alright, I guess we could try this again.
Dang, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez.
I mean, he was, like, quite excited when I was finally like, I guess we could try it again. I don't know that first time. Now, the second time, we kind of figured some things out a little bit. I think maybe we both went home and studied. I don't know. And after that, I was like, oh, yeah, we're going to do this a lot more.
I can't believe I waited a whole month.
Pretty much.
So, you know, when I got married that first time, that was my first person.
Right.
And I can remember when we were getting our divorce and we remained friends, and I just looked at him. I'm like, I don't understand what I'm supposed to do about sex now. What do you mean? Like, I don't know how to do it with another person. I was so, like, still really naive.
Right.
At that point. Edward. I was like, how do I do this with another person? That's weird.
Yeah.
That was an interesting experience, too.
And I think, you know, I mean, that goes into a lot of things because, you know, I mean, sex isn't, it's not just about you, right? It's about your partner. And depending on what kind of sex you're getting into, right? I mean, I don't know that I've ever really done, like, a one-night stand.
I cannot say the same. Can't count. I don't know that I can count mine. I mean, I had to have to try pretty hard. Oh, it is what it is.
Listeners, you're getting the full story today.
I'm not putting numbers out, but yes, I've definitely had a one-night stand.
Yeah.
Or two.
That's right. Have. I'm a pretty monogamous...
And
stay in a relationship, kind of, I don't know.
I think it changes when you're single for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been single a long time.
But what I like is because when you're with a partner for a long time, you can explore new things. You find out what your partner likes. And your partner might introduce you to something new.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, well, I never tried that before. You know what I'd love to get into is some tantric sex. But that requires, like, a serious commitment to the whole process.
Yes, it does. I think it'd be, I don't know that I'd be into it. I would maybe give it a try.
I would totally be into it.
I would try it.
So.
I mean, there's things that I did end up getting into that I wouldn't have thought I did.
Oh, I know.
I'm 100% honest.
I told you you'd like it.
Yeah, you did. I was thinking, no way. And you knew what you were talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say if I had my preference, it would be with one person.
Yeah.
I would not have multiple, you know, because you can have the communication opens up.
Yeah.
The trust opens up.
Yeah.
And like feeling confident about your body.
Right.
All those things start playing a role.
Exactly.
So I know there was a lot of years that I didn't know how to really do that, which led to a lot of me just choosing to not really let loose with new people.
Sure.
I guess not trust them.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Well, sex is a lot about trust.
It is.
I mean.
It really is.
I'm not saying I've never put out on a first date.
Right, same.
But I find when I go back for the second date, the sex gets even better because I'm like, oh yeah, we've already done this once.
We get that awkwardness out of there.
Yeah. And maybe like me enough that we're doing this again.
Oh, man.
But it really is. I mean, like, when you're with one person for a long time, you get to know what they like. They get to know what you like. You can read each other's bodies.
That is a huge benefit.
And sure. You know, like, how long it took me to, like, become confident enough to make noise? Or even just say, like, oh, yeah. Like, yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Like, yeah. I was so, like, I mean, it took a long time for me to be okay, like, making noise during sex. Because I thought I sounded weird. So I'd be a lot quiet.
I think in a general sense, it's a lot of self-conscious. Not just about your right. body, about a noise you might make, right. or a sound, or... there's a lot of stuff that happens.
A lot of things are going on.
And I originally, you know, with my first, like, I never felt self-conscious about my body, which I thought was amazing.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, after that first divorce, boy, did I have a lot of stuff to work through. But one of those things I had to work through was my body image.
Okay.
Because that was part of... This is a whole different topic, so I'm just going to slide over it real quick just to explain it, but I don't want to stick on it, is because for me, part of that was I wasn't good enough.
Okay.
To keep you. And so then I thought I had all these, you know, self-conscious about my body.
I could see that.
Which led to a lot of lights off, hardly making play afterwards.
Yeah.
With a new partner.
Yeah.
And then as I aged and got to know myself better and things, I mean, yeah, it's a little bit more comfortable the first time you're with someone if the lights are off.
Oh, God, yeah.
However, they don't have to be for me.
Yeah.
Now, like, I'm so confident in who I am, and trust me, I've got flaws. We're human.
Like, listen, like, let's just be honest. I got this big bruise on my... rear end a couple weeks ago, and
yikes.
I was trying to see it for myself, but I couldn't really see it, so then I'm like trying to take a picture of it back then, and immediately I was like, oh my God, like, I will never do doggies. This is horrendous.
Yeah, who wants to view this?
Yeah, though I would say, I've never really had a body image problem. That's until awesome. I saw my ass in a picture. Yeah. And I was like, uh-oh.
Like, I do now. Yeah. I did not before.
Oopsie. Ladies, I don't suggest bending over and trying to take a picture of your ass.
So I've only done this one time with a person, and... attempted to send a sexy...
Oh, yeah.
I love my vagina. It's great.
Yeah.
But trying to get a picture that you even think would be...
attractive?
Yeah, that is some rough stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't personally find other vaginas attractive.
Vaginas are attractive.
No, I don't either.
That's probably why I'm not a lesbian.
It didn't really work for me. You never know until you try, though. But
it's true.
Definitely, that is not my jam, but okay, cool. Mom, this might be that episode you should skip.
Maybe we should have put that as a disclaimer at the beginning of the show.
We might should have.
Mom, don't listen. Please.
Oh, man. But yeah, like getting to know myself,
mm-hmm.
and what I truly enjoyed, what felt good. And after my last relationship, long-term, my marriage, I was at a point where I, for the first time in my life, thought, I don't think I like sex anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And I was sad. First off, because I never thought that would happen.
Right.
Right? I was like, oh, I'm so sad. Like, that was always something I enjoyed, but I just don't. And in re-getting to know my body and, mm-hmm. and work through some of that stuff, I was reminded how much I do really actually still enjoy it a right. lot. And then we've discussed it in our menopause or perimenopause episode, but boy, you start hitting those early 40s and that's like teenage sex drive again.
And oh, I'm yeah.
Thinking, oh, good Lord. And boy, do I know my body now. So I'll say, you know, ladies, get a good vibrator.
I think you bring up a point, though, where you're just like, I don't think I like sex anymore. Where really it's just, I don't like sex with that person anymore. And I think that goes into sex has such an emotional connection, right? And so if your partner and you're just so tired of a lot of their other traits, right? Like, it has nothing to do with if they're good at sex or not. It has to do with who they are as a person.
Right.
And how they've been treating you. And, I mean, that's the thing, like, guys, foreplay, that's an all-day thing, right? I mean, if you are talking trash to me all day and tell me, like, my supper sucked or something and...
Right?
Where you, like, fart in my face and...
Yeah.
All kinds of... I mean, come on. Like, at some point, like, I need you to at least be like, hey, babe, like, thanks for breakfast or whatever, right? Like, I need more than just, hey, go get in bed, let's fuck.
Excuse me. When you made the comment about being with that partner, you know what each other likes, this and that.
Right.
You do also... If you can open up that communication.
Yeah.
Because you could run that risk of having the same sex constantly, too.
You could, yeah.
So you, in my opinion, you really do want to open up that communication because you don't want to, like, just, I don't know, I was going to say, like, cut yourself off or cut yourself short of trying something new.
Oh, yeah. That's true. So, that's true.
Because learning that I liked some of that rougher stuff was... Yeah. That was new, you know, and
it's a good time.
Had you been with someone for a long time that maybe wasn't willing to try it.
Right.
Or was, they didn't know enough about it, so they weren't comfortable with it. So yeah. You really do want that open communication to have a better time, which I think also comes in knowing your body better, what you do and don't like. I remember watching a couple of years ago, The Principles of Pleasure on Netflix. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Highly recommend it as, I mean, I would have been, I don't know, late 30s, early 40s, whenever I watched it, I don't remember, but I remember learning things that you think you would have known about your own body.
Mm.
And I did. It was, there's a slight part of me embarrassed that I'm a female and I didn't even know this. So then a few male friends, I recommended them watch it. Because there's some good information in there. I don't even know if it's still on Netflix anymore, honestly.
I don't know.
If it is, I highly recommend it for everyone. There was good information in there.
It was good.
About a woman's body, things that happen. So it really opened my mind up.
I think sometimes, you know, especially shows like that too, can help you remember, like, it's totally normal. It's not like I'm being turned on by something that is abnormal, right? So, like, you like it a little rougher.
Right.
Right? You don't have to feel weird about that.
Oh, no. Everyone's got their own fetishes or turn-ons.
Right.
If you will. Right?
Yeah.
So, it's... I think about... And this was part of that show, The Principles of Pleasure, but how many different vibrators are out there?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that alone could tell you how many different things people might enjoy. When we were growing up, I felt like sex was so taboo. You didn't talk about it. I didn't.
Well, not with Mom.
No. And I talked about it with you.
Yeah.
But we were... What did either of us know?
Right. I don't know, like, Dad always talking about sex. It's weird.
Gross.
It was gross.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
Just because he talked to me a lot about his sex, and I was like, God bless.
He always had some weird conversations with you, dude.
I don't know why. I wasn't trying to have the conversations with him.
You guys didn't want to.
I'm like, ew, Dad, gross.
Stop. Please. And it wasn't Diane Sawyer. You said Oh, my Lord.
Like, I don't know. I don't know why he's talking about it, but he did.
Okay, I did not feel like it was talked about. I remember when a sex scene would come on if we were watching a movie.
Oh, that was always like, super uncomfortable. Oh,
so awkward.
And I would say, I would tell you also, like, as a parent, it's awkward when you're with your kid and the sex scene comes on. You're just like, oh, Jesus. But I would say also, like, I did, it's not like I wasn't, I talked to my kids about sex. My kids were the kids that probably went and told your kids the truth about sex way earlier than they should have.
Well, and it's funny you say that, too, because I'm thinking, you know, when I was a kid, I wouldn't have wanted to know about my parents' sex life.
Yeah.
Right? So, what you learn is TV, or, it, you know, a porno that you or a friend got their hands on.
Right.
That is not real either.
Oh, God, no.
God bless it. Like,
No.
It's funny where you learn stuff at.
Yeah.
And you were saying the movies, it's not like the movies. It's not, there's no perfect lighting and flowers. I mean, just, I don't know, it's not really a thing.
Yeah.
It could be at some You're point just hot in your life.
Sweaty.
But, yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I do come back to that where I'm just like, I probably did tell my kids, I just told them the truth about what it was, right? And maybe a little early, but I don't know. I had a kid that asked a lot of questions. And he just wouldn't stop. And so eventually I just had to tell him. And I will never forget, though, the look on his face and, like, the realization when he was like, so you've seen my dad's penis? And I was like, yeah, I have. And he's like, twice? Yes, two times. I did
only
see your dad's penis two times.
Two times, that's it.
You and
of
your
course.
Sister, that's... And he was so, like, he was so disappointed in me, and I could just see it all in his face, and I was like, oh, God, if this kid only knew, like.
You're like, I didn't just look at it. I don't know how to break this to you, son. there seriously is so much about it, because one thing works for one person does not mean it'll work for everyone.
Exactly.
So, and then, yes, of course, there's a time it's too early to talk to kids about it.
It is.
However, it really is in a lot of stuff.
Well, right. And I just always figured I'd rather you know from me rather than some other moron. You know, I mean, I'm just saying, like, I can remember being even, like, 13 and having a friend who had given a blowjob and was worried they might be pregnant from it. And I was like, that's not how that works at all, dude. And
right? But that's what they knew?
That's what they... And I was like, that's not how that works.
Okay, and that is a really great point, because imagine having the wrong information.
Right.
There goes teen pregnancy numbers rising because they don't understand it.
They don't understand it.
And let's be honest, in health class, I was not fully comprehending what was happening there. I mean, a teacher's talking to me about the body.
Right.
I'm not fully understanding when I'm getting pregnant. And at the time, I wasn't even having sex when we had health class.
Oh, right.
So I truly, it was all over. I'm like, what? That's wild.
He's going to stick his what where?
I'm not doing that until
That's
I'm married.
Gross.
We're going to tell you, it's not gross.
Little did you know, where else he might stick it?
That's a negative for me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean...
Teach their own.
Which is another where I have... Like, know what you do and don't like, too.
Exactly.
Like, there's some stuff I'm willing to try again or... Be like, I will give that a little bit of a whirl, but be patient with me. Not sure how that's going to work.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there's...
I would say also back to that, why sometimes we don't know things about our bodies and we don't know what we like or that we're even allowed to like things is, you know, if you're raised in such a way, you're taught, like, sex is for making babies.
Oh, sure.
Or whatever. I mean... I'm going to go back and I'm going to laugh at this story. You might appreciate it. Again, talking to one of my kids. I'm not going to name names here.
We have a 50-50 chance.
This kid in particular was discussing with me, you know, when I get married, why don't they have basketball hoops or something at the hotel? And I said, well, I don't know. When I get married, like, what if I want to have, like, some activities that night or something? And I was like, well, there's usually activities that night that don't include, like, basketball or anything. It's probably going to be sex. Immediately, what if I'm not ready for kids yet? Yeah, that's not the only reason you have sex. People have sex because they just like it.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
brand new information.
Until you know, you just don't know.
It's true.
What? So we just watched Downton Abbey the other day.
Yes.
The final. And what was it that she said at the end when the Mrs. Patmore was going to get married? I don't want to ruin it if any of you listeners haven't watched it yet, but she's made a comp. Mrs. Patmore was kind of along the lines of, I don't even know about that.
Like, and she was nervous, and
she's like, oh, gosh, she's marvelous. Like, she's like, oh, no, it's marvelous, I think she said.
Yeah, she's like, it's great.
Yeah, you're going to enjoy it, trust me.
Yes.
You don't know, though. I mean, that was obviously set back in the 20s,
yeah.
I think. So, you know, times have changed, and there is a lot more out there, which is another reason you do sometimes want to talk to kids, because you think of the world out there now.
Oh, yeah.
With OnlyFans and all the interactive, gosh, like porns. Like, you almost do a Sims.
Really?
I've not done it, but I see ads for it.
Oh.
And I'm like, I don't, what, okay.
I'm sorry, the loop on the porn.
I have heard. I do. I got a few things I mean, I don't here in Texas because you can't. So, got to refer to the old spank bank up in here, which is fine. It's full of some good stuff, so fine. I do enjoy porn sometimes, though.
Oh.
It
makes me laugh. And honestly, I'm always just like, I don't know why the hell we're watching this.
You're not watching the good stuff. I remember when I found this site, I could not have been more excited. It was called Bellessa. And it's porn for women by women. So it has a little storyline. It's not crazy long, but that's what I like. So
yeah.
I like a little storyline in there. Not,
I
ordered a pizza.
Oh, right.
It's not that.
Oh, so. I can't afford my pizza. Oh, my gosh. Have you seen that one?
How am I going to pay the plumber?
How am I going to pay the plumber? The plumber's like, ma'am. I do my own plumbing. You could teach me to lay pipe or something stupid.
Didn't she say, like, I can help clean your pipes or something?
You're like, ma'am, I take care of my own.
So, yeah, there are times, though, where, I mean, at times, I just want to take care of a little business to put myself to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not because I'm necessarily really in the mood, but I really just want to go to bed.
Yeah, it's relaxing.
Go to bed. It is relaxing. So those are times where I'm really pop quick.
You know what's really interesting? I read this thing a while back.
Not like reading some good smut.
Well, it wasn't smut. No, what I read was how you might not even be horny. You might just be anxious.
Oh.
And the sex helps you with relieve your anxiety. And you don't understand that instead of, like, you don't understand. I'm just anxious, not horny.
There was, man, you think I would have done research. Every time we're doing an episode, I'm like, why didn't I think about it? Because I didn't think it was going to come up. It was about a year ago that S had sent me a TED Talk. She enjoys watching those TED Talks. And if she finds ones that she thinks I'm interested in, she'll pop them over me. And one of them, in fact, I think I sent it to you, was a lady saying why I bought my teenage daughter a vibrator.
Oh.
Did I send that to you?
No.
Oh, I thought I might have. Anyway, You guys, I'm sorry because I can't remember what it was right now. If I can find it, I'll try to throw it in the show notes. So the lady, though, was saying that because it was helping her daughter with tests.
Oh.
Like if she was stressed out before a test and stuff like that. And she goes, I want my daughter to know how to handle her own self.
Yeah.
And not look for that elsewhere and to understand what... There's so many good things that can come from an orgasm as a woman.
Yeah.
Like so many good things about our bodies. It releases all those... Well, it releases all the happy hormones for you anyway, which is a good thing. As you said, it can help with anxiety. It could be a stress reducer. It can put you to sleep sometimes. Well, I mean, it really does, like, release so many things. And then it opens up your feminine side.
Yeah.
And opens you up to some of your feminine intuition and things like that. So this lady, again, I'm paraphrasing horribly what she was saying, but it was like that to where the daughter would say, you know, Mom, like, I need to go get a new vibrator or something. And the girl's friends were like, you told your mom you use a vibrator? And she goes, who do you think took me to get my first one?
Oh, yeah.
Because the mom was like, I want you to know how to do this.
Right.
Like, not sit there and show her, but you, I don't think. I don't know. I didn't ask questions. I just watched the 10-minute TED Talk. But I found that interesting. And
you know, though, I would say exactly. Because, listen, after a long day, I would love nothing more than to come home and just get railed.
Yeah, sometimes. Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I had a shit day. Please, spin me over the kitchen.
Like, make me forget about it.
Oh, God, yeah. Take me to a different place.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure. There's not, I'm like, there's so much positive stuff about sex. Like I said, I felt like when we were growing up, it's more just that it was taboo. So it just wasn't talked about. Then as I got older, I remember thinking, like, I don't mind having those discussions with, and I said, like, nieces or nephews. None of the nephews have ever come to me about this. I'm probably thankful for that. I don't know how I'd respond.
I got a nephew for you that might have a question. No, he probably heard too much from his own mom.
Yeah. The nieces, though, I've never minded if they would ask me, because I remember thinking it's nice to be able to share that. And then if you don't know how to word stuff properly, then, you know, you'll be like, oh, watch the Principles of Pleasure, or, oh, I saw this TED Talk. It could be useful.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. There is a lot of stuff out there that you could use for your benefit. And that's why I was thinking, too, about when you're telling the kids so young, they can find this shit on the internet everywhere now.
It's everywhere.
We didn't have it that easy growing up. We had to stumble upon dad's
Playboys. We had to look in the, what was that? National Geographic.
Oh, with the, yeah. And they had the African women in there.
Yeah.
With no shirts on. And you're like, oops. What?
Oh, man.
And so, yeah, I think there is a lot more out there now.
There is.
So kids can come across it, which is a good and bad thing. It just depends.
It depends.
And again, even as knowing what I do and don't like more now.
Yeah.
I've still had some bad times. And when you stated that it's that connection, like for women, it really does have an emotional connection in there.
Yeah.
When you're not feeling that, I wouldn't say for me all bets are off, but it's going to get really low if, like, I'm starting to, it's going in that direction, and okay, you know what, we're having sex, like, I've been a little horny anyway, why not, I'm this new person, I don't know, but it's fine, and you do, and then you just said, I will hit a point where I'm like, that's not happening for me, but sometimes for different reasons, too.
Right.
And I remember the first time that happened, I thought there was something wrong with me.
Oh.
Until I realized that there's a lot of different reasons I could be feeling that way.
Yeah.
For me, anyway.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's because I just don't have that connection with someone. Sometimes it's I just can't seem to get my brain to stop.
Yeah.
You know, and I really just... Yeah, I can't get my brain to turn off, so then I can't get into the act. So...
Daddy's just not taking care of me.
Yeah. Could be... I don't know. There's multiple reasons that happens. And now it's about the time I thought I really knew my body. And now my body changes.
Oh,
I'm like, right. Oh, cool. Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Gotta learn a whole new round of things. But we just had, what's the conversation we had a few weeks ago? And we were making a joke about, do you really have sex that much as you get older?
Oh, yeah.
And I just said, I fucking hope so. I was like, you know what? Me too. Me too.
Yeah. I know.
This, I don't want to stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Get it, get it.
God, kids, I hope you're not listening to this.
We're going
to
put a big disclosure on this one.
Big disclaimer for our family members.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. Brother, you probably don't want to listen either. So, it's going to be one of those. That's okay, though. We'll put that. Because I do think people want to talk about it more.
Yeah.
And it truly is, for me, it is one of my favorite things. It's, I enjoy it, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
I think, honestly, I mean, my kids are pretty used to listening to our banter about it.
Fair.
Unfortunately for them.
Fair. All right, so based on time at this point, we can go all day about sex, man. Hey, yo.
We can go all day long.
I got some business to go take care of, so we're going to wrap this up. All right. Lesson learned and growth earned is, we would definitely say, learn to enjoy yourself and your body. Only then, when you're in touch with your own sexuality and your pleasure, can you hope to share that with someone else. And always remember to have fun.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's supposed to be fun.
Good times.
Mm-hmm.
All right. In our next episode, we'll explore life's expected time frames. You're going to get our hot take on it. Until next time, go out there and be your favorite self.
And as always, if you're enjoying what you hear, leave us a review. We love hearing from you. And make sure you like and subscribe on your favorite listening platform to catch all of our future episodes.